Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Fernando Vina. Batting second. The third baseman, Jeff Zerillo. Batting third. The DH, Dave Nilsson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Julio Franco. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jeremy Burnett. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Darren Jackson. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Gerald Williams. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jesse Levis. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Pete Harnish. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting second. The first baseman, Brent Breed. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Brad Radke. And now, play ball. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vina strikes out. 1 out. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Zerillo hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Nilsson hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Franco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Knoblauch hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brent Breed is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Breed hits a ball on the ground towards first. Franco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Breed for the out. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Molitor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeremy Burnett's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Burnett hits a pop-up towards first. Breed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breed scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Valentin for the out. 2 outs. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Coomer strikes out. 1 out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lawton strikes out. 2 outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cordova takes first base on ball 4. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Levis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Levis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Vina is 0 for 1 in the game. Vina hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Vina settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. Knobloch hits a fly ball into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Brant Breed is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Knobloch moves to third. Brant Breed is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Breed is 0 for 1 in the game. Breed hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cirillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cirillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Nilsson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nilsson strikes out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cirillo moves to second. Two outs. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Coomer is 0 for 1 in the game. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Lawton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawton takes first base on ball 4. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lawton. The throw from Levis and he is out, Vina applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin strikes out. One out. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cordova is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cordova hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Becker is 0-for-1 in the game. Becker hits a line drive to center field. Williams throws towards Vina. Vina fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Vina. Becker moves to second. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 0-for-1 in the game. Mears strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jesse Levis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Levis is 0-for-1 in the game. Levis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vina is 0-for-2 in the game. Vina hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cirillo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cirillo hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nilsson hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cirillo. Brent Breed is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Breed is 0-for-2 in the game. Breed hits a line drive towards short. Valentin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Knobloch moves to second. Bob Wickman now pitching. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Coomer is 0-for-2 in the game. Coomer hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Burnett's. Coomer reaches second base with a double. Knobloch scores. Molitor moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Brewers, 1, Twins, 1. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Lawton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lawton is walked intentionally. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cordova strikes out. 2 outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Steinbach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Burnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Becker strikes out. 1 out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mears is 0 for 2 in the game. Mears is hit by the pitch. Denny Hocking pinch runs for Pat Mears. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Hocking moves to second. Brent Breed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Breed is 0 for 3 in the game. Breed hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hocking advances to third in unknown way. Hocking moves to third. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Molitor is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Molitor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Denny Hocking now playing shortstop. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams strikes out. 1 out. Jesse Levis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Levis is 0 for 2 in the game. Levis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Vina is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vina hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coomer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Coomer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lawton is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cordova is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards second. Vina scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cirillo strikes out. 1 out. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 0 for 3 in the game. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 0 for 3 in the game. Franco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Franco. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Franco steals second. Jeremy Bernitz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bernitz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bernitz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Steinbach is 0 for 3 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Franco scoops it up and throws to first, with Wickman covering, for the out. Two outs. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hocking strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 3 in the game. Valentin hits a pop-up towards short. Hocking settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Becker. Williams reaches second base with a double. Jesse Levis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Levis is 0 for 3 in the game. Levis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breed scoops it up and throws to first, with Radke covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Fetters now pitching. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brent Breed is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Breed is 0 for 4 in the game. Breed hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Molitor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bernitz who is chasing the ball. Molitor reaches third base with a triple. Breed goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 2, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.